This is the Don and Mike Show.
Larry, we need to talk.
It's over?
What's over?
Marriage?
Why would our marriage be over?
You said we need to talk.
Yeah, we need to talk about Marty Funkhauser's party.
Oh, okay. I thought... forget it.
I don't know what you think.
Well, you know, you said we need to talk. Generally, when couples break up, that's how they introduce it. You know, we need to talk, so I just thought it's...
Why would you even think that?
Well, because women have broken up with me many times, and they've always introduced it with, we need to talk, so I'm just sort of conditioned for that response.
And when women broke up with you, did you light up like that?
Light up? Did I light up?
Oh, it's over?
You know, it could have been a defense mechanism. That's how I react to things. I go the other way, so I don't get hurt. I protect myself. You understand. What about the party?
Have you been thinking about this for a while?
No, not at all. No, of course not.
They are very well spoken, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Marty Funkhauser.
Let's get Joey in here. Joe's going to the Stones concert tonight at the MCI Center here in D.C., and he's going to be bringing his tape recorder.
Here he comes now.
We're going to get some Jomos out of him.
Howdy.
Howdy, Joe. Let's review. Once again, Mike, please be the person in the crowd that Joe will be interviewing tonight at the Stones show.
Go ahead, hello, Joe Artinger here from CBS Radio. May I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
Mike O'Mara, 46, from Hartford, Connecticut.
How much did you pay for your ticket?
I got a friend that gave them to me.
Are you excited to see Paul McCartney?
What?
Can you name five Rolling Stones songs?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite Stones song?
Painted Black.
Why?
Now, Joe, very good. Let me just say that there's direction in here where it says, which is your favorite Stones song, parentheses, let them answer, and then dot, 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 why?
Ah.
Painted Black, why?
It's got a good beat.
Will you sing it for me?
No.
Louder, please.
No.
now, hold on. It says, wait and interrupt with louder, please, but only if they sing.
Okay.
Only if they sing. Ah.
I think you should be allowed to coerce them if they say no.
Okay.
Because I want them to sing.
Question seven.
Yeah, I'll try to coerce them. Do you think that Charlie Watts should be performing only 8 months after receiving his artificial heart?
Man, that's pretty impressive. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, you know.
Can you guess the combined age of Mick, Keith, Charlie, and little Ronnie Wood?
100.
You are absolutely right.
All right.
What is the actual age, Joe?
245 years.
Man. That's old.
In your opinion, which Rolling Stone smells the most like fish?
Keith.
What kind of fish?
Tuna.
Good again, Joe. The direction there says, in parentheses, let them answer, dot, 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 what kind of fish. You're doing great on this, Joe.
Which one? I'm excited.
Joe is excited.
Joe is excited. Let's see. Which of the following souvenirs do you plan to purchase tonight? A Rolling Stones t-shirt?
I get a t-shirt.
A Rolling Stones concert program?
I might get that, yeah.
Mick Jagger lip balm?
Nah, I doubt it.
Ron Wood personal lubricant?
Nah, that's a joke, right?
Charlie Watts stool softener?
You're funny, man. Yeah.
Keith Richards methadone 2-pack?
Yeah, no.
All right, next question.
What? Are the Washington Redskins Super Bowl bound?
I don't know. I don't watch football.
Are you looking forward to the Rolling Stones new reality show on ABC?
I guess so. I like the Stones.
It's called Extreme Rockstar Nanny Makeover Apprentice Survival Race Home Edition.
What?
American Idol Fantasia just announced she, like me, is functionally illiterate.
Uh-huh.
How can I improve myself?
Hey, dude, you're reading that, though, aren't you?
There you go, Mike. There you go.
Does George Bush care about black people?
Yeah.
Please explain yourself.
What? I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Do you have a personal message to the Stones?
Yeah, rock on, man.
Or how about, pack it up, old timers. There's a hole with your names on it.
Hey, man, that's cold.
Thanks for your time and enjoy the ride.
Thank you. Where's this going to be on, man?
And please notice that there was no James Gardner dying question there.
No.
Notice.
You think they're going to be in a hole, man?
So get ready for the hilarity.
Good job as the fan, too, by the way.
Yes. Thank you. Good all the
time. I dumbed it down this time just to see, because he gets those sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
All right,
those are your questions. Get out there.
Only sometimes.
Let us know what's going on. Now, if we could just take a moment. I started this earlier. This great article in the City paper.
Yes.
About.
This is pretty interesting.
About our radio station covering NFL football.
Little look at ourselves here.
So, of course, it's not really us. This
look
is
at our relevance.
This is a tribute to the 3-0 undefeated Washington Redskins and our flagship station, WJFK, home of the Redskins.
Very good.
So let me see. This it's the name of the article is Kurt Schilling. Get it?
Gotcha.
Redskins radio doesn't let the game get in the way of the pitchmanship.
Mm-hmm.
This is written by a young journalist, Dave McKenna.
Dave McKenna for the City paper.
A few minutes prior to kickoff, September 18, Redskins Cowboys, radio play-by-play man Larry Michael asked broadcast partner Sonny Jurgensen what fans should expect from running back Clinton Portis. Before giving him a second to respond, Michael told listeners, Sonny's thoughts were brought to you by Shoppers Food and Pharmacy.
Oh,
Michael then asked Sam Hoff if the Redskins' defense would be able to get Drew Bledsoe, then got in a plug from Manassas Chrysler Prince William's only five-star Chrysler dealer.
That's right.
Before letting him answer. Then Redskins listeners were told that Brandon Noble would be out of the game. Michael said that tidbit was brought to you by Provident. Ask about their super low home equity rates.
Huh.
The segment, which the station calls the Mercedes-Benz 50-yard line report, was interrupted for spots from UPS, Nauticon Imaging Systems, Wawa, Hooters, Budweiser, Cox Communications, FedEx, GTSI, Sun Microsystems, HCA Virginia, the official hospital of the Redskins, Home Depot, McDonald's, Purple Heart, Toyota, and Wachovia.
Wow.
When Michael came back, he said the temperature inside the stadium was 90 degrees, brought to you by Carrier. A quick sentence from Jurgensen about what's at stake for the Redskins at the Week 2 tilt was sponsored by Shula's, a steakhouse change.
Mm-hmm.
News that the only change in the lineup would be Mark Brunell at quarterback was brought to you by Avcom East. There's nothing new about sponsorship in sports broadcasting,
no.
But the Redskins and Redskins Radio have taken it to a new level. On Redskins radio, there are actually sponsors for sponsors. Several times during the Dallas game, Larry Michael introduced the results of the weekend's other games by saying, the GMRI scoreboard is brought to you by McDonald's restaurants.
Wow. That's slick.
That's slick. Horrid.
Mm-hmm. That's slick horrid.
Now, this is the part that I don't agree with, but I'm going to read it anyway because it's in the context of the story.
Okay.
Order's unfair here.
Larry Michael is only in his second year as the broadcast team's leader, and as far as his play-by-play skills go, no one has confused him with Vin Scully or anyone from the Buck family or even the guy he replaced, Frank Herzog. But there's not a more enthusiastic pitch man in the business. Most of the words out of his mouth are subsidized. Whenever Sonny and Sam aren't talking, he's jumping in with an ad. After a comment from Jurgensen about Sean Springs being the son of an ex-cowboy, Larry Michael said, Sean Springs is a Redskin through and through. Springer Mountain Farms chicken is now the only chicken endorsed by the American Humane Society available at Giant Food.
Very good.
He interrupted Sonny and Sam to say, I don't know how you guys got here, but I drove my Nissan Titan all the way from Washington, D.C. Come test drive the new tough 2005 full-size Nissan Titan at your local Nissan dealer today. Then Larry Michael wondered aloud whether FedEx, another Skins patron, would deliver the car back for him since FedEx can travel anything.
Wow.
That is smooth.
Interesting.
Let me see. Then you have when Cowboys running back Julius Jones took a hard tackle. Sonny Jurgensen said he's going to remember that hit for a while. He can read about it tomorrow in the Washington Post. A week later, the Skins broke up a Bears pass play. The comment is, nice defense. The only place you'll find better coverage is in the Washington Post. Sometimes Larry Michael and Sonny Jurgensen form a Schilling tag team. First half, Brunel incompletion. For some reason, incited Michael to tell the audience, if you love bacon, come to Subway.
Well, sure.
Eat fresh.
I get
Sonny Jurgensen then shouted, eat fresh.
way to go.
Anyway, how great is that?
That's funny.
That's
funny. And that's the way of the NFL. I mean, in fairness.
I think it's the way of the NFL, you know, but I think
it's fairness to our radio station. It's done in a lot of radio stations.
But I think it's more here than
sounds
than
like it. It might be leading the way.
If you're piggybacking, if you're saying this is, you know, the Subaru scoreboard
brought to you by
McDonald's, right. I mean.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
And that's an incomplete pass brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh.
Eat fresh!
Sonny just screaming, eat fresh.
Eat fresh. I don't know.
How great is that?
Wow.
Anyway, I'd like to get BN.
They certainly spend a lot of energy in this building, developing
those.
Oh, and
my
that's,
God.
That's
all
what,
we do.
That's what they do.
They sure do. Well, Mike, you stand to lose millions of dollars a year. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
You'll sell every goddamn second.
Sure.
You realize the station pays the team like some ungodly figure, like 10 million, as in Mano Shevitz, 10 million bucks a year for the team. Oh, and incidentally, our reading of this
yes.
brought to you by Sylvania.
Ah, that's great.
Try them. Try Sylvania light bulbs. I do. So, Beth Ann, this guy who wrote this in the city paper, his name is Dave McKenna. And I imagine it would go right up the air.
That'd be an interesting conversation.
Because no matter how things are going with Michael Hughes, up, down, and right now they're up. Let's face it, even Alan Linewand, who would break his back to pick a penny up off the floor.
Exactly.
He never hoarded it like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hughes has brought these broadcasts to a new level of
wonderful. And for that, I'm sure he's being congratulated and rewarded.
Sure he is. Yeah, they're having the secret handshake meeting up in New York where they get together. Did your team win? Who cares? How many commercials did you get in the first quarter?
Bingo, baby. Listen, we sponsored the scoreboard, which was already sponsored, and then sponsored the commercial break that was included in that sponsorship.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh, and hold on. I got to make one more quick call, and then we can move on with the show.
What's it going to be? Who's going to bring us the rest of the show? Who's it sponsored by?
I don't know, because I'm making an important call right now. Give me a second. I don't have my funny hat. I'm trying to figure out if I called the right number.
Sponsor tags at the end of the bit.
That's right, yeah.
That's the right number?
I think so.
Oh, hold on a second. Crap. Double crap. 3-3. That's what I dialed.
Yeah.
God.
9.
Sorry. I am retarded.
I don't think so.
There you go. Mike, do you see a light going on?
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a second.
It's time for our daily call to see how Charlie Stuang Stabilag is feeling. I don't like to tell Mike in advance because I know it's one of Mike's favorite parts of the show.
Hello!
Hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Huh?
Charlie, it's...
I was sleeping.
It's Don and Mike's show.
I was sleeping, Don.
Why? Charlie, it's almost 5 o'clock. Why are you sleeping?
But I was taking my afternoon nap.
How are you feeling, Charlie?
I don't know. Not really that good. I ain't been good all weekend. I don't feel good, Don.
I'm going to start phrasing these calls in a different way. How did Mike treat you this weekend, Charlie?
Up and down.
See, because Charlie's health, Mike is Charlie's caretaker, if you get what I'm saying.
I know.
He treated me pretty well, actually, Don. He really did. That's why I'm able to sing. No!
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah,
there's a check. You're not dying today.
I was busy this morning doing odd jobs at Mr. Michael Hughes' house. up and down, Don. Up and down. Maybe more down.
Oh.
Hey, Charlie, to quote Buzz,
yeah.
Give us a percentage today.
Yeah.
How? Because you ask Buzz how he's feeling. Buzz always puts a number up.
I'm about 63%.
That's
not bad.
Not real good.
No.
Not real good.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm well. I'd say about 89%.
Just pick me up at 6 o'clock. Go Stones! She's a honky tonk woman!
Oh, there's the update. I
gotta go.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, Mike, Charlie had his moments there. You know, it seems to me when Charlie was able to get a drink of water, he could come back with a real fast burst of
Charlie's not where he has been. Charlie's really not where he has been, and I'm a little worried about Charlie. I think Charlie might be that way forever.
You can't help him?
I think Charlie's taking a slip, and I think Charlie's going to continue to slip.
You have to help
And Charlie's going to continue to fail.
No. You got to help.
I think Charlie's in failing health. I think he's in failing effing health,
should help
be honest
friend.
With you, and I really think he's... I think the poor lad is doomed. It's just my opinion. Because I don't even know what, you know, I don't know when those calls come in how Charlie's going to be feeling until he starts talking to Don. And when he starts talking to Don, I suddenly get a real clear perspective on just how he's doing. And sometimes I think, hey, he's going to be great today. And then he talks to you for a minute and a half, and I realize he's right back where he was. And it really hurts me.
You have to take better care of him.
I feel for him. I really do.
I know you do.
I really, really feel for him. Are you saying I have to take better care of him?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But no, but you know what? Maybe somehow, miraculously, he can make an amazing comeback. But not if Mike does what he did on Saturday.
Okay,
Mike revisited an old habit watching some baseball Saturday.
Oh, did that involve an Irish whiskey?
No. It was not an alcohol habit. It was a tobacco habit.
Oh, tobacco.
Oh,
the
back
playoffs
on,
and this
back
time of year.
That,
guess, no. I mean, it was I jumped right back on that wagon as soon as I got done and going to try to stay there. But just a combination of factors, you know.
Mm-hmm. And listen,
you can blame the New York Yankees for that.
I don't give a rat's ass. Smoke a carton a day.
Smoke them if you got it.
I mean, who am I to lecture somebody? But would you like to make a bet that you don't smoke another cigarette during the Red Sox postseason?
No.
Because I know you'd be honest about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could easily lie, but I know you would be honest.
It's not really the...
Not that I care if you... I mean, have five at once if it makes you happy.
No, but I wouldn't make that bet, not based on the Red Sox postseason, but based on just the way I'm feeling lately, which is the weirdest thing of all. It's like it's cyclical. You go where you have, like, little cravings, and I've been having cravings for them. I went to, six, 7 months without having one, and then I get cravings again, and you know how it is, Buzz.
Oh,
you go hot and cold with that type of thing. It's strange.
What if we bought you a pipe?
No, I just have to smoke a nice cigar. That's what I have to do instead of doing the little one.
Well, you'll end up looking like that guy in the Guinness book that has like 4,000 cigarettes in his mouth.
No, but I wouldn't make that bet because I don't know if I'd be able to hold out.
I bet you wouldn't.
It's a good cheap excuse. It's a cheap excuse, but not good for my friend Charlie, who I really think is he's seen his good days.
Oh, now you realize you're letting down a generation of listeners
to
the show.
I understand.
Well, heard Charlie.
A nation weeps.
Well, Charlie's had that Vegas throat for a long, long time.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Charlie has Vegas throat.
Charlie has Vegas.
Charlie has Vegas throat.
Has he even been to Vegas?
You know, the funny thing is...
Mike was in Vegas over our vacation.
And here's the strange thing. If you'd called Charlie out in Las Vegas, you probably would have gotten a great Charlie, but ever since he came back, it seems to be that, you know. If Charlie could just go 3 days without, Charlie'd be fine.
Charlie can't, though, can he?
No. Charlie'd be close. Charlie'd be close if Charlie was planning on, not celebrating Tuesday. But I think I know already that Charlie might be celebrating Tuesday.
Wow.
Not Wednesday, Tuesday.
Let's call him Wednesday, then.
Right.
Let's do it.
And then Charlie will wait till Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then you can talk to him on Monday.
Because Charlie's like on a 3-day cycle?
Pretty much on a 3-day cycle.
Pretty much on a 3-day cycle.
Yeah. If in the event that Charlie celebrated Tuesday and Wednesday, you talk to Charlie on Thursday, and, you know, he wouldn't be recognizable.
We'd have to
he might be talking in a very, you know, a very reserved whisper. That's right. Or, worse thing than that, he might take one of those little vibrating boxes and talk.
Can we play a game?
It's frustrating.
Poor so Charlie.
Tuesday.
I don't know how Charlie feels about it, but that's very strange. Is Charlie on the phone?
Yeah.
Talking to somebody.
No, I'm stupid. The number I'm calling you on, I picked up that number to dial it.
You have to dial it really fast, then.
If I'm on it.
Yeah, you have to, like, fast.
Call but Charlie back real fast.
But he's a good boy.
800 easy win.
Phone sex.
Hello, Charlie's house. Hi, Don.
Charlie, you realize...
Now, remember, we're in the first minute.
Now, you realize when Mike...
We are in the first minute, but Charlie sounds good.
When Mike...
Charlie keeps talking, and he sounds real bad. And then when he keeps talking, you can hear it, though. And now it goes right down to where it's going to be.
Just so we're all clear.
Uh-huh.
Really, Charlie, you know it's...
What?
Mike has the biggest throat.
Who?
Mike, okay, Mike O'Mara?
Thank you, Joe.
Who is this Mike? Who is this Mike you're talking about?
Yeah.
He's the guy I worked with for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the drunk.
And then he hung up.
What was that all about?
I don't know.
He's a little out of line. I mean, I don't walk around calling him retarded. That's true. You don't. I really don't.
Okay.
Yeah, bastard.
That's great. And Mike's inner government.
All I've done for him, and he calls me that. That's right.
That freaking retard. Man. Look at, you've made him a household name.
Yes. I think I'll take him to the Redskins Super Bowl this year.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.